It's jazzy. Just joking, that is not going to be a theme song. Though I do want one. If anybody knows anybody who does that stuff, please send them my information. Because I would love a theme song. Anyways, I am so sorry, you guys. It is like July. I don't even know what July date it is. To be quite honest, I apologize. It's the 12th. It is July 12th, Wednesday, almost afternoon. I apologize. I have not done a podcast in a while. I really, really apologize. There has been so much shit going on. And I have to laugh because when I say shit, I mean literal shit happening. I'll get into that in a minute. Anyway, hopefully you guys are all doing really well, and I apologize that I have not. Also, if you just happen to hear an obnoxious zzz in the background, it's just my fan. I apologize. But you guys, it's supposed to be like 100 and something degrees today, and I need my fan. So, with that being said, you're just gonna have to deal with it. But, just saying hi. I'm so sorry it's been a while. I haven't even been able to blog. I kind of was going through some mental health issues. Nothing as bad as last year, so don't want anybody to like worry about me. I'm totally okay. I'm doing a lot better. Sometimes it's just good to take a fucking mental break from social media and from people altogether. And that's what had to happen. So I apologize for the absence moments that were there, because I was really on a groove and trying to get things in order, and sometimes my motivation just fucking does that, and it sucks. Like, I get highly motivated and I'm like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and I write all the shit down, and then I start to proceed to do recordings or start a fucking blog, and it just fucking stops. So I apologize for that. Yeah, so I kind of just want to update you guys and just tell you what the fuck is going on. I apologize for the language. You know, actually, I don't. Fuck it. I'm over it. But, I'm just apologizing in case you're a younger listener. But, at the same time, I'm trying to be fucking authentic and be my true self. And I'm trying to be more open. And I'm just trying to just let it out. So, anyway, I guess the point is, I don't know why the fuck I'm apologizing, because I'm tired of apologizing. That's a thing, too, we're going to have to talk about in a little bit. But anyways, I just kind of wanted to update you guys on what the fuck is going on in my life. Until then. So, like I said, I apologize for the little break. I think it's been like maybe over 2 months, maybe a month. I honestly really have no fucking clue. And I do apologize, because that's what just happens. One minute I'm like motivated and I'm like bringing content, and the next minute my mental health takes a shit and I just don't have motivation. So, with that being said, my mental health took a shit for a second. And the weird thing is just, my depression is bizarre to me, because I get depressed and I have no fucking reason why I'm depressed, and I have no idea why the fuck I'm depressed. I just get fucking depressed. It's not stress, it's not relationships, it's not motherhood, it's just not life. But sometimes I just get fucking depressed and I don't know why. So with that being said, I had a little bit of depression going on. I did have some stress. There was some added stress that was going on. My God, was there some stress. Family drama. Not just my family, my boyfriend's family. There was just so much fucking drama going on. And then I had some drama with the baby daddy and his mom. So, I mean, when I say fucking family drama, I mean fucking family drama is everywhere. And it was just, excuse me for burping. It was like literally uncontrollable drama, and it was unnecessary, and it made no sense. You know, when they say it rains, it pours. Man, do they mean that. Plus, I have an 11-year-old girl, and my God. When I remember being 11 years old, I just had started my period, my hormones, I was going through puberty, obviously, because of it. I remember just being very, very active. And I still remember playing with Barbie dolls at 11. My daughter still plays with Barbie dolls. And by the way, anyone who's going to come at me about that, about, oh, she's too old, fuck you. She is not too old. Okay? It's not. Children do not know how to be children anymore. And if my fucking 11-year-old daughter wants to play Barbies, so be it. Who cares? I did when I was 11. Mine were Spice Girl dolls. Okay? With that being said, I know someone's going to come at me and be like, oh my god, your daughter's 11. She's too old to be playing with dolls. She is not. Okay? By the way, she was also born premature. And with her being born premature, she actually, her brain, she doesn't have a brain injury, for say, but her brain did not grow, and her memory and stuff did not grow the way it was supposed to do. And anyways, it fucked her up a lot. And so sometimes my daughter acts younger than she really is, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a whole nother story that I should get into, and maybe I should just have a whole entire conversation about my birth story and pregnancy for you guys to understand that. I think I have said it before, but I'm not sure if I told you like the full story. I've just told you guys that she's premature. But, and maybe that's what I'll do tomorrow, is give you guys a birth story for you guys to understand what I'm talking about, like mentally and physically, what actually went into, not just for me during pregnancy and labor, but what she was going through and what she still goes through. No, my child is not mentally challenged by any means or mentally disabled at all. There is just some disabilities that are there. More of a learning disability that she shows more than anything. But sometimes she acts younger than she is. Like I said, she just turned 11. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's quite normal and quite popular for an 11-year-old. But it's, some people would think it's off. And that's why I said, don't come at me about the Barbie thing. Because you'd be surprised that kids nowadays are just, like, so rude and harsh. Like, you're too old to be playing Barbies. You're 11 years old. You should be liking boys, and you should be doing this. I don't even want to talk about boys. And my daughter's homeschooled, so there's not the boy conversation. But if there was, we're not having that conversation right now. She just turned 11 in May. So I'm just, no, not ready for that. I'm barely coping with the fact that any day, because she is 11 and because of how my period was and how, like, I have a fucking whole family history of, like, periods starting really early from 10 to, like, now. I have to cope with the reality of, oh my god, fuck, my daughter might be having a period soon. And that could just be a lot. And I'm not sure if I'm ready for that. But, so, anyways, what I'm trying to say is this unnecessary drama and dealing with an 11-year-old girl, it's a lot. It's so fucking much. Yeah. But, so, that being said, just bear with me, because this is going to be all over the fucking place. It's just, yeah, it's how it's going to be. My anxiety has been very high. I do have to note that my boyfriend usually is my rock and my biggest support, if not my only support sometimes, when I'm going through, like, my mental health. And after last year of trying to end my life and just going through that really bad mental funk that I was going through and that psychosis I was going through, not only did my boyfriend not understand it, because he just doesn't understand bipolar in itself, and he just doesn't understand mental health problems, and so, like, I have to educate him along the way of what's going on. But because of how bad my mania was, and I went into psychosis, and I've never went into psychosis before except for last year. It was the first and only time, and I've experienced it. I've heard of people's experiences, and I've read about things, and of course, naturally, I've had, like, therapists and psychologists and shit tell me like the signs and symptoms of what psychosis is if I had ever gone into it. But the reality is since I've never had went into it, I really just didn't know what to expect. And when it hit me so fucking hard that I was like, what the fuck is going on kind of thing. And it was a lot. It was a lot. I mean, literally. So with that being said, I went to therapy. I went to a psychiatrist. I got on pills and I regulated myself out. I told myself that when I was comfortable, I was going to get off the pills because I don't want to use pills. I think they're poisonous. I think they're bad. I think they're harmful. And I think that my psychiatrist and other medical providers are trying to kill me. And I think that's a delusional thing. I think that's a symptom that may be a thing. I don't know if that has anything to do with the bipolar or if that's a whole nother thing. But that is exactly how I feel at times. But anyway, it's just, yeah, there's fuck. It's been hell. That was hell. I'm doing a lot better. And so for a good almost part of the year, I was on medications. The medications weren't working. And I was on and off of medications. I had a paranoia that it was trying to kill me. And so my anxiety was just, at that point, it was really bad. But I told myself and I told my boyfriend that this time I wanted to come off my medications. And when I was ready, I would taper off and of course talk to my doctors and stuff. And if anybody's not aware, I went like 6 months without a psychiatrist on my medications, not being monitored. And then bam, I had no medication. And so I had no choice but to find a way to taper myself off of this high-ass dosage of Depakote that I was on so that I could get off the medication. Because at the time, I now see a new PCP, but at the time, my PCP did not know anything about mental health, bipolar related, so she didn't really feel comfortable working with me. So when I told her that I needed a Depakote refill or something, she'd be like, no, you need to go see your psych, I don't feel comfortable. And I was like, well, it's been 6 months and my appointment's not for like another 3 months, so really it was like 8 months altogether, I think. But anyway, I told myself that when I felt comfortable that I would do it. And like I said, I kind of was at a point where I was just really frustrated and I felt better and I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go off the medications by myself. And this was before I wasn't seeing the psychiatrist for like 6 months on the medication, by the way. So I said, fuck it, and I'm not gonna do it. But then my anxiety crept in again, and yeah, it was bad. So to put it into perspective, I was seeing a therapist and a psychiatrist, but due to COVID in 2020, people started doing everything through telehealth. Now, the problem with fucking telehealth is that I feel like you don't get to see people in their authentic form. It's very easy to lie over a screen than it is when you're in person. And sometimes you don't see that anxiety that people are talking about unless you see them in person. Well, my first psychiatrist, I only saw her once a month in person and the rest was telehealth. And that was really hard to wait that once a month because it was always like towards the end of the month that I would see her. So that made it really fucking difficult and hard for me to see her because she just didn't understand what the fuck was going on with me. And I think that she thought, because I am a hypochondriac, and I think she thought that I was just having hypochondriac anxiety and that's why everything was okay in her eyes. So I stopped seeing the bitch nonetheless. Couldn't find another psychiatric person for like 2 months. And then the person that I got was through a local mental facility here in my town, and it ended up being fucking telehealth. And I never saw the person in person. The only person I saw was like a nurse, and it was like for 5 minutes to check my blood pressure and my weight, and then give me a fucking computer like thing, more like a tablet, I think, and then I would talk telehealth in a fucking office, telehealth, to somebody who wasn't even in Colorado. They were like, they were in Montana or Wyoming or something. It was so fucking frustrating. Well, anyways, because she had been the only, and the newest and the only psychiatrist at the time at that facility, even though it was telehealth, she was busy and booked up with appointments, so I never got those fucking appointments that I needed. So she basically gave me like 3 months of Depakote. She said if anything came up to call them, so I called them because there were some things going on. And they're like, well, we can't get you in, and there's no one else you can see right now. If you need any help, go to the emergency room. Well, I'm not going to go to the fucking emergency room because I don't know if anybody has had this experience before or knows what I'm even... or if it's like this where you live. But when you go to the emergency room, they put you on, like, a lockdown. So they keep you locked in this fucking room until you can see a psychiatrist, which is just bullshit because, you know, even if you're not, like... crazy or like self-harming or suicidal or anything, I don't understand it, but anyways, they put you in a fucking room and it could take like fucking hours or even a day, like half the day, for you to see this person, which is usually like a nurse practitioner at this point. And anyways, they basically come in and you only have like 15 fucking 20 minutes somewhere around there, and that's it, and then they leave you. So that's why I didn't want to go to the hospital if I didn't have to. So with that being said, it was really difficult, and at this point I only had like a month left of the Depakote. So I started weaning myself, where I would take like, instead of like 4 pills, I would take 3 pills, and then a week I would take like 2 pills, and then eventually I went down to 1 pill, and then I split the pill in half, and by the time I was said and done, I was like taking 25 milligrams of fucking Depakote, and that's how I weaned myself off. Well, with that being said, I was gonna start taking magic mushrooms. I've had this conversation with you guys that I started the magic mushrooms and stuff. At this time, I thought, okay, well, while I'm coming off of the medications, maybe if I do the mushrooms, which, by the way, I'm not just eating like magic mushrooms to get high. It was microdosing. I should correct myself. But I said I will microdose, and hopefully it will help ease some of the symptoms of the withdrawal coming off of it. I don't know if anyone's ever came off of Depakote, but it's a bitch, especially when you come off a high dose and you've been on it for so long. But it's a bitch. And this time around, I was like, it's gonna be different. I've learned some techniques for like if I had panic attacks, what I could use within that time frame if I was having it and I was struggling it. I talked to my boyfriend more. I told him that I'd be more open and I would communicate with him more about what was going on. And if he recognized something that I wasn't recognizing, because this happened last time, because of the fact that he recognized it and I didn't, I was like, you're full of shit, and I'm fine, and I wasn't. So I told him, if you see anything that doesn't seem right about me, speak up, you know, and communicate with me. So we've been working on this process of me communicating, because I still have a big communication issue. And I know it's really hard to believe, because like, I know I come on here and you guys like, god dang, because sometimes I just talk really fast or I have a lot to say. So I know you're thinking, well, what the hell, and I always have stories, right? So you would think that communication is an easy process for me, but due to fucking trauma in my life, communication is something that is very hard for me to do. But yeah, with that being said, I was like, what the fuck? I don't know. It's just been like a what the fuck kind of thing. And you guys have to really just ignore this right now. I'm very hyped up. I went to the hospital the other night, and it's not my mental health whatsoever. It's actually my health. My bum, to be specific. I'm not just going to put it this way. My digestive system is just being a bitch. And because it's being a bitch right now, with that being said, I had to get an enema. This is a very uncomfortable subject, but you know what? I think it's something that a lot of people don't talk about because it's uncomfortable. I have IBS. 4 years ago, when I got my hysterectomy, I developed really bad IBS from it, and because of it, my digestive system is all fucked up. So there are certain things that I have to be careful with. So with that being said, last year I had to do an endoscopy and I had to do a colonoscopy just to make sure that I didn't have any like allergies to like gluten and shit like that that we weren't noticing. And of course they have to make sure they don't have cancers and stuff to, you know, they just have to evaluate the whole fucking thing and to kind of just see if they can see anything. Also stated that 4 years ago, before my hysterectomy, well, most of my life, but was diagnosed 4 years ago with endometriosis. With that being said, even if you get your uterus removed and reproductive system, you can still get endometriosis. And from time to time, I flare up and it really fucking sucks because now I don't have the uterus and I don't have the reproductive system. I just have one ovary hanging in there. It just makes it worse for me because now it can go to my, like it can spread. It doesn't just, it's not a reproductive thing only. It can like spread to your kidneys, your liver, your chest, like your, I said chest, but like your lungs and shit. It's quite an intense disease, disorder, whatever you want to call it. And with that being said, I do get flare-ups. And I have fibromyalgia. So they literally go hand in hand together, including the IBS. The IBS, the endometriosis, and the fibromyalgia literally go fucking hand in hand together. And so with that being said, I have flare-ups. The last 2 months have been really fucking rough for me. I've been having flare-ups on both of them. And it's just been fucking rough. And with the fibromyalgia, you can get anxiety and depression. Same with endometriosis, you can. And obviously with the IBS, it gets stressful and can put you in a really just fucked up headspace. So with that being said, that's what I've been dealing with partly when I'm talking about my mental health. It's the drama itself and then dealing with an 11-year-old dramatic daughter and then with just some health problems that just keep fucking being retarded. Yeah, it's been sucky. And I haven't had a psychiatrist because I'm no longer taking medications. I haven't taken medications since... it was like... I want to say January. It's been since about January since I've had any kind of medication for psych. And I've been off and on using microdosing. Had to quit for a while just because I wasn't in a good headspace. And I feel like when you're not in a good headspace, even though you get mental clarity out of microdosing, sometimes I feel like that's not helpful when you're in a bad mental state. Sometimes it kind of makes things worse, I think. And so I just had to take a break because I wasn't feeling comfortable. So I'm going to be doing that again soon now that I feel a little better, like clarity-wise. I'm a very spiritual person, so if I don't have the mental clarity spiritually, I'm fucked, and it just fucks up everything for me. It really just does. Mind, body, you know how they say to take care of your mind, body, and soul. It literally is like that for me. Like if one fucking thing whacks out, my whole fucking system is fucked. And that's what was happening. Literally, my whole system was fucked. Anyways, it all started because I had... With that being said, too, with my digestive system, I have really bad GERD. In case you don't know what GERD is, it's just chronic acid reflux and heartburn, basically. And you're just flared the fuck up in there, and it really hurts. By the way, I don't have a gallbladder. So with all this going on in my digestive system, it's just a pain in the fucking ass. It really is. So, yeah, it's been flare-ups and all sorts of shit. And so I have not been able to just even concentrate for 5 to 10 minutes and just, like, fucking breathe and be like, okay, Jasmine, let's just get an episode out for a podcast. Let's just write a fucking blog. I have so many vlogs I said vlog, but I meant to say blog. My blogs and my drafts, that it's stupid. So, with that being said, so I have so many episodes too for my podcasts for you guys. I do. They're all in drafts. So if they start coming out and after this one specifically, just note that this one is for July 12th. So if you're seeing any other ones that may say July 12th on them, or just like a weird date before that you haven't seen before, they're most likely were in my draft and I'm just uploading them now. So same with my blogs. They're going to come in really weird. They may have anything that start with like Happy Mother's Day. Here's my daughter's 11th birthday. And like, here we are in like the middle of fucking June. I mean, July. And I'm literally like, yeah. So if you see any of those through my blog and my podcast, just bear with me. They're most likely old. As of today, I'll make sure that I have them properly like dated for you guys, so it doesn't get completely confusing, because I don't want you guys to like hear this and then like 2 months ago when I was in the middle of trying to do one and I couldn't do it from who knows what the fucking reason was. Sometimes it's noise, sometimes there's just too many children around, sometimes the dog won't shut the fuck up, sometimes my fan is too loud, the washer's going, I just get like, it's the ADHD, I just get distracted and I'm like, oh, look at the dog. Oh, anyways, as I was saying, that kind of weird thing. But anyways, with that being said, that's literally what's been happening. So I just kind of wanted to update you guys a little bit and just let you know, I am still around, I am okay. It's just literally been so stressful, and I hate to tell you this, but I hear trash trucks coming, so it may get weirdly squeaky and like that noise for a second. I apologize. I don't know if you guys are gonna hear that on your end, but it's loud over here. So I apologize if you hear that. And I don't know how to like fucking pause this and then come back to it. I haven't figured it out. Ever since they updated this and Anchor became Spotify, I just am confused as fuck and don't understand anything whatsoever. So there's a lot going on. There is. But if you do see my things, guys, I apologize heavily about that. It's just, like I said, it's been hectic and I have not been able to get all of my ducks in an order. So hopefully it'll be better and this will upload and everything will be fucking handy dandy and back to normal as it was. So my boyfriend went through some really bad mental health issues himself. He went through some really bad depression, and so I'm very empathic and I feel everybody's emotions very, very strongly. And the behaviors and attitudes of people, I intensely feel that, and I hate that. I really do. And there's sometimes I just can't. It's just too hard for me to cope with, because it's just too much. So my boyfriend was overwhelming me for a little bit. I was trying to be there for him because, you know, it's important. Because he supports me so much. I try as much as I can to support him in other ways that he's dealing with his stress. But I literally could not. I could not. It was bad. And so, with that being said, I got overwhelmed. And because of his mental health, my mental health spiraled a little bit. But I do feel better. And I'm back on my feet again, and I'm gonna start microdosing again. I just need to get my fucking digestive system in order here, because it's being a bitch. Like I said, I had to go get an enema, and let me tell you guys, unless you've never had an enema, they are very uncomfortable if your butt is already like having issues and it already hurts. So I just have been struggling with that since Monday. It is. It's been one thing after another. Hopefully I start feeling better, you know, by the end of the week. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, and hoping I don't have to fucking do that again. But I did get a new doctor, and so I see her on the 25th of this month. So hopefully that will 100% help me out a lot, because I need it. Because I can't handle it. But, other than that, yeah. It's been really hectic and crazy. So, now I'm feeling better. Once I get my fucking health a little bit under control here, I should be back up on my feet completely, 100%. But I'm going to go back to my schedule, or it's Monday, and... Well, actually, it's going to be... Here's the thing. School starts in 3-ish weeks, I think. I think it's 3 weeks. Anyway, school starts back up. So my schedule is going to change again. Because I told you, because of summertime, it gets really chaotic for me. But now I'm completely 100% homeschooling. I'm not even going through a charter school or anything anymore. So my schedule, I have to work around this and figure out. So there, I will be putting up a new schedule. I'll let you guys know as it gets closer to August. So probably either the end of this month or like the beginning of August, I'll have a full set schedule for you guys. But I will go back and schedule on uploading my blogs. Speaking of that, we'll be uploading vlogs starting in August. So if you're interested in those, everything's in my link tree, and I have it all set up for you guys. I have a Patreon, and no, before anybody comes at me, it is not dirty. I'm not being all sexual and sexy and weird on it. It's literally so that I can video vlog. It's just I have more time frame over there than I do over here with you guys, and then you guys can be visually right there with me, and it's just fun, and then I can give you guys like a day in my life and of the craziness, you know, day of life homeschooling, day of life of bipolar, day in the life of a mom, you know, that kind of shit. And I want to do like cooking for you guys on there, and yeah, so look for it, because it's gonna be fun. So look for that in August. Also, I have a PayPal, I have Cash App, I have everything set up for you guys. I have a phone number set up. I might have to reset up the phone number. I don't know what happened to mine. I literally lost mine. It happens from time to time. I was using an app where they gave you a telephone number, you know? Yeah. Well, I was using the wrong one, but I do have a WhatsApp number on there. For you guys to get a hold of me. And these are not my personal phone numbers, so don't worry about any of that. In fact, the number is a fake number, but you still can contact me on it, of course. But the number is fake, and they're just, yeah. It's for safety reasons, obviously, and for professional reasons. But, yeah, with that being completely 100% said, I'm also actually thinking about, at this point, just getting a phone, a new phone, like one of those fucking prepaid phones that you pay like $45 a month for shit. I'm thinking about doing that, because then I would have like 100% someone else be able to contact me through that professionally and business wise. Anyway, still looking for someone who can draw and maybe help me musically with like an opening song of some sort. That would be cool. And I just need a logo. I'm having a hard time with a logo. I have ideas. I just need the people. So if you have the resources, or hell, if it's you, let me know. If it's for a good price, please get a hold of me. I would really appreciate it. Again, Linktree, emails. You guys can follow my social media. My social media is not very hyped up right now because, well, obvious reasons. I haven't been here for like 2 months, I think. I think it's been like maybe over 2 months. I think the last time I said anything was like around my daughter's birthday, which was like that week of May 10th. So that's nuts. Okay, so I apologize about that. But with that being said, I am going to let you guys go, because I don't know what else to say at this point. I just, like I said, I just wanted to chit-chat, catch you up on what's going on, and let you know I'm okay, and that I'm just, doing what I gotta do with life right now. And I think
I can upload again tomorrow. I'm trying to think. It's Thursday. Yeah, Thursday would probably be the best because Fridays are busy. Now that I remember, Fridays are busy for me. But occasionally they might be a Friday once, you know, school's established and stuff. We'll see. Like I said, I don't fucking have a clue what my schedule's going to look like now. I really don't. I'm just trying to think if there's, like, anything else that I could possibly tell you guys or need to tell you guys. I'm thinking about doing merch, guys. I really am. I have so many ideas. So if anybody has any information on where I can do a good bulk of merchandise, let me know. Send me the information. I really appreciate that. Because I really am thinking about doing some kind of merch. You know, stickers and buttons or something for right now. Until I can figure this shit out. And then maybe, like, I'll do t-shirts and sweaters and stuff like that. By no obligation am I telling anybody to send me money or to buy anything or even go to my Amazon wish list or anything like that. By all means whatsoever, I am not. I'm not asking for that. But, of course, if you want to and you want more content or better content, I 100% appreciate it and would appreciate the help. But other than that, guys, I don't know. I'm going to throw it in the air, do some designing myself and look it up, but I think I'm gonna do some merchandise, and I think it's going to be like mental health awareness kind of merchandise, not just mental health, but like mental health microdosing, like shrooming kind of, if you get my drift. Once I figure it out, I'll have it uploaded on my social media for you guys to look at, and then you guys can like literally tell me from there what you guys think. But other than that, I really don't know what else that I could possibly say, except for that, happy fucking hump day, and I hope that you guys are all doing fantastic, you're well, you're healthy, just know you're beautiful, you're strong, and you're loved, and I love all you guys, and appreciate so much the kind words that I get from you, the love, the support. And I hope you just have a rockin' day. And I will talk to you guys all later. And I love you so much. And we will chat soon. Bye. Yay, 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 yay. Love, Jazzy. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know.